Okay, we are on Samach Aleph on the base. And we are in the Gemara, four lines from the top, Amar Rav Huna. We had a machloikis in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that a person who doesn't have children shouldn't marry an islandess. He used the term Kayan, but we explained yesterday at the end that he means a Yisrael as well, because he's Mitzvah Puruvu, so therefore he should not marry an islandess. The reason the Mishnah said Kayan is because Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says that even somebody who has children should not Kayan can marry an islandess, because an islandess is a Zayna. Now, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the concept that a woman who's born without the ability to have children is a Zayna? Right? Especially the way we're programmed to think that a Zayna means something went wrong. Nothing went wrong. She was born this way. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason Rabbi Yehuda, the Sif, Ochlu v'lo Yisbo, they ate and they're not satisfied. His nu v'lo Yifraitu, they were Mizana and they didn't have children. So Kol Bia She'emba, Pritza, any Bia that does not stand a chance of having children, Ein El Abil is Nus. The Torah is defining his nu v'lo Yifraitu. Now the Rishayim explain that doesn't mean a 90-year-old girl or lady is called a Bia's Nus because she can't have children anymore. Same thing. The answer is, it's the ability of the woman to have children. That's how we're teaching. To have a relationship with a woman who is inherently, meaning she was once or she will be, that's not considered lo yifraitu. An islandess is this way forever, is considered yifraitu. Like a ketana can't have children either, but she will be able to have children. And a zkena was able to have children. So that's not called lo yifraitu.
20 years of marriage,
he
doesn't have any children.
What?
How about a woman Kara. 20 years of
marriage? According to Yehuda, she's not an islandess. Again, it's an akara. Akara is not an islandess. Akara means the system is not working, rather that there is no system.
There's no ability to have children.
Again, islandess means that there's something wrong in the makeup of the woman. She's not made up like a regular woman. That's different than an akara who has all the body parts working. It's just not working.
If somebody does something like a meich,
again, it's the woman should have the ability of pritza. That's what we're saying. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We don't paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't come out like the Tanya. Now, this brisa is going to need a lot of explanation, and the Gemara will spend a whole till the Mishnah explaining this brisa. So let's take this right. So there'll be multiple different explanations. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Kayan Le'yisus Aktana. A Kayan should not marry Aktana. Now notice he did not say Kayan Gadol, even though one of the interpretations later on will mean it means Kayan Gadol. We'll see. He says a Kayan cannot marry Aktana. And the question is, why not? Why can't a Kayan marry? Father can be Mekadish's daughter to a person. What difference does it make if it's the Yisrael or to a Kayan? A legitimate, biblically recognized marriage. She's not an Amana, she's not a Grusha, she's not a Halala, she's not a Zaina. What's wrong with a Ketana?
Only according to the ones that say she can marry a Bulgarian?
She's not a Kayan Gadol, it's just Kayan. We haven't gotten to Kayan Gadol. We're worried about that's Kayan Gadol. Nothing to do with Kayan. Kayan can marry a Bulgarian. Saying Kayan Loisa Saktana. I'm a little Rav Chisda la Rabba. So Rav Chisda tells Rabba, put Kayan ba. Go work on this. Go, right? Puk means get out of your sitting down and get out and think. Get out and work on this. Bimayan. Dilurta bayalar avuna menach. At night, Ravuna is going to ask you pshat in this brisa. Nope. This is your assignment for the day. Say pshat in this brisa. Nafak ayimba. So he went and came up with the following pshat. Rabbi Eliezer Savalakar, Mayor of Savalakar of Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer, who does not allow a Kayan to marry a Tana, holds, like Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda. I want to explain that Rabbi Eliezer lived two generations before Rameyah. Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, and Rabbi Akiva is Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. But when we say he holds like Rameyah, we mean he held then what Rameyah will tell us later. He held then what Rabbi Yehuda would tell us later. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer knew Rameyah's Shita. Or Rabbi Eliezer knew Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I don't even know if Rabbi Eliezer ever met Rameyah or Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the point. He holds what Rameyah told us later, and he holds what Rabbi Yehuda told us later. What did Rameyah tell us? Rameyah tells us, and we will see this later in the Gemara, that we're always worried for the minority. And therefore, every Ketana there's a fear she might be an islandess. We don't know on a young girl if she's an islandess or not. The simanei islandess that a girl develops to show us she's an islandess come out during her teenage years, not as a ktana. Therefore, every ktana, there's a fear she's an islandess. Now, an islandess is a very small percentage of the population, but Remeir is chayish lemiuta. He's worried about that small percentage in the population, as he says so as we go along. So if you hold that way, every time one marries a ktana, Remeir says, be aware, she might be an islandess, and if you can't marry an islandess, don't marry a ktana. V'sava l'kar Yehuda, who says, d'amra islandess zaynahav. So here is Rabbi Eliezer. He says, a kohen can't marry a ktana because she might be a zaynah. How can she be a zaynah? She hasn't done anything. The answer is, she might be an islandess, which is a zaynah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to hold on to Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zaynah, and then you have to hold on to the mayor that I'm worried about the percentage, as small as it is, that a woman, girl, is an islandess.
Rabbi, can I interject a question?
But if I don't hold
on
either of the two, no problem, let me just finish, then there's no problem. Because if I don't worry about the minority, why should I think she's an islandess? I go by rights. And if I don't worry about an islandess being a zayna, so let her be an islandess. I'll worry about it when I find out. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong. But if you combine the two, then you can't marry an islandess. Yes.
So do we define islandess as someone who we'd be able to diagnose or recognize as such as soon as she was no longer a katana? In other words,
we'll have a whole sugya for that in Eighth Perek. It seems that Simone Island is developed by either 18 or 20.
So why is this limited to katana then? Why is this general concept here that we
because
don't let...
Because Inara has two saras. See, you think of katana in age. In the Gemara's terminologies, every woman, girl, who did not develop shtei saras is a katana. She can be 15. Well, if she doesn't have shtei saras, she's a katana. If she has shtei saras, she's not an islandess.
Any woman that develops
Cyrus at 12 or later is a Gdaila, is not going to be an islandess. An islandess is somebody that doesn't have state Cyrus.
Okay. I couldn't quite hear the discussion you had a few minutes ago with Dr. Harris about those inherently unable to versus maybe missing body parts where they would still have the simonum.
That's not an islandess.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Nobody can guarantee that anybody gets children, but they have the body parts and the functionality of the, meaning it's there. Now, for some reason, she's not getting pregnant. Now, today, with all kinds of tests, they might be able to figure out what exactly isn't clicking. But in Tyra view, we don't look inside a lady to try to figure out why her body parts aren't clicking. If she has the body parts, if she has what a woman needs to have to be called a reproductive woman.
And
whereas
that is just,
develops some of them that shows that she is more, she is, I'm going to use the word, male features. Her voice is male, masculine. The Gemara has a whole list of Simone Islandess. And that kind of woman, yes.
I just didn't know that those would be apparent as when she was no longer a katana. But okay, I got it.
Again,
I got the simonim we're looking
not
for.
Not at 12
yeah,
necessarily. But she can remain a katana past 12.
Oh. So
the katana
so
doesn't
katana
only
is,
till 12. The katana is till she develops shtei saras or simone islandess.
And so therefore,
any girl that's
this,
15 that doesn't have shtei saras and doesn't have islandess is a ktana.
So does this then, for marriage purposes, slide down each category until whenever, and they only initiate the six-month period after she obtains a simonim? Everything slides down
that's
in age?
That's correct. Except an overwhelming majority of women get simonim on their 12th birthday.
I thought that it was just set that the 11 and a half year old had that one stage, and then the 12 year old was no longer.
The 12 and a half, and the 12 gets the simonim, and the 12 and a half is an automatic bagera 6 months later. So, if she doesn't get simonim till 13, then she doesn't turn a bagera till 13 and a half.
Okay. Thanks.
Correct.
Okay, so and if you don't hold like a mayor, you would say...
Going to a mayor, you go by right. If you don't hold like a mayor, why should I think that this woman is one of the small percentage that's an islandist?
But there's a
not a suffix. We go by right.
But there's a suffix also.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Do you eat meat? Do you eat chicken?
I
you ever eat... I'm sorry, I know you're not a Baltaiva. You probably don't eat a Shabbos. Do you eat chicken or meat?
Yes,
how do you know it's kosher? Something to write to Lechumra. It might be treif. There might have been something wrong with that animal that made it treif. How you can sit down and eat chicken? Or meat? What happened to something to write to Lechumra? The answer is, it's called rive. Rive means it's not a suffix. Every animal, there's 18 things that can go wrong in an animal to make a trace. How do you know this? We only check one of them. We don't check the other 17. How do you know something wasn't wrong with the animal?
That's a good question. The answer is?
Rive. Tomorrow, Chulun, Dav Tes.
So sorry, I made that good.
You go by rive.
Why don't we check anything?
So Rashi explains that we check one because it's a mere deshchiach. It's common. Avdina de Gemara, you don't have to check anything. Rive animals are kosher. We go by rive. The Gemara even asked, according to a mayor, how can you eat meat? He's kosher lemuta. So the Gemara discusses it in the chulam, but it's not for now. Dr. Rashi, Pukai and Bob. Amayla Yisus Aktana. Rameir Chayish Lemuta Ketatanya Lekamon. Cut in Shem Yimta. We will see this momentarily. Hakinami Chayish Rabbi Yezir. Shema Timsa Tanas Do Islandess. She might be found an islandess. And he holds like a Yehuda that an islandess is a Zayda. Therefore, he says that Kayan shouldn't marry Aktana. That was Rabbah's shot in this Brisa. And now the Gemara explains that it's impossible. Frek the Gemara to Rameir Misavarla. Does Rabbi Yezir agree that you're Chayish Lemut? That you're worried about minority? But Zanya. We learned in a brisa. Cotton or ktana lecholtzim v'le miyabman divar remeir. A cotton or a ktana cannot do chalitza or yibum. That's what remeir says. Amru le remeir. So the rabbanon said to remeir, Yafa amarta sheicholtzim. I can understand why a cotton can't do chalitza and why a girl that's a ktana can't do chalitza. Why? Ish ksev b'parsha. It says, um lo yachpoitz ha'ish lekachas es yevemtai. Tells us that in order to get chalitza, the guy has to be an ish, which is over 13, right? Even though he's not active in the chalitza, he's passive, but the Torah insisted he be an ish. Umakshinot isha liish. And we compare the halacha of the woman to the halacha of the man. So therefore, she has to be a gdaila as well. So we can understand chalitza. No 11-year-old girl can do chalitza, and no 12-year-old boy, and I'm just picking an age, can be the recipient of chalitza, right? We say the man does chalitza, but he really doesn't. He just is passive, right? And it has to be done by a girl who is a gdaila and a man that's a gadol. Elamai time emi yabim. Why can't they do yibum? Where does it say that an ish has to do yibum, or that a ktana can't do yibum? Amr lahem. So Rameir answers them. Katan shemayim tsaris. We don't allow a cotton to do yibum because he might be one that's a saris. A saris is the male version of an islandess. A man who develops simone saris that shows us that he's unable to have children and there's simonim of that. Again, he doesn't get stay saris. And there's a minority of boys that will be saris. And ktana shematim to islandess. And if that's true, the Torah said no yibum and chalitza for them, because we learn out from the pasuk that he has to be able to give birth, and she has to be able to be give birth. They have to be physically capable of reproduction in order for the mitzvah of yibum. If not, there's an isser of eches ach. Dr. Mayer, how can I let this katan or ktana do yibum when they might be from the minority? Either one of the two, and if they're one of the minority, then you can't do yibum because it's eches ach. Right? It's okay, that's for Meir's opinion. Yes. Either if he is a, well, depends what age he is, what age he is. If he's 13 and has state Cyrus, he's not a Cyrus. If she's 12 and has state Cyrus, she's not an Islandess. But we're talking about either the boy is under 13 or the girl is under 12.
He's worried about
Mia, this is Remeir's opinion. That's fine. Remeir holds that way. But the problem is, the Tanya Ktana Mesyavem is Reinachaletis, Diver Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, we let a Ktana do Yavim. That means he's not worried about Mia. So don't tell me Rabbi Eliezer says a Kain can't marry a Ktana because she might be an Islandess. He doesn't worry about that. Because in the very case where a mayor shows us he worries, Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm not worried. So that's a non-starter.
Whatever happened to the
Kol Kol Shen
Yibum?
What?
And all the Chalitza or vice versa.
I have no...
Chalitza you can't give, right?
Right.
You can't do Yibum either.
So, the Rishaynim asked this question. Thank you very much. It's a very good question. The Rishaynim asked the question. Rabbi Cohen was Machaven to the Rishaynim's question. And the answer they give is that... I'm sorry. It's not the Rishaynim's question. The Rishaynim asked it elsewhere. The Achrayim asked this question. And the Achrayim answer, Rabbi Chanan answers, that it's not a lack in the ability to do Yibum long-term. The Zika is a strong. There's nothing preventing Yibum. It is a temporary holding up of the system. It is not that something is there to block the Zika to allow Yibum. It's a temporary hold-up based on age. I hope I'm explaining myself. Really, the cotton is eligible to do Yibum. Just wait a year. Wait 2 years. There's nothing wrong with the bond. It's not like the bond doesn't allow Yibum or Chalitza. The bond allows everything. It's just that there is a technicality called Ish or Isha that needs to be met.
So
wait 2 years, she'll do Chalitza. She'll become a Gdaila.
That's what we would do?
100% according to a mayor, that's what you would do. According to a mayor, if Reuven dies and he has an 8-year-old wife, Shimon waits till she becomes 12 and he does Chalitza. And she gets Tesaris and he does Chalitza. Or Yibum. According to a mayor. According to the Rabbanon, he can do Yibum now.
According
to a mayor.
I'm saying,
I don't know what Tanakama is. Give me a name. That's Bachalitza.
Okay, no. Bachalitza, in that situation, are we going to say, hold your horses and we'll wait, and then you'll give Chalitza then?
Yes. If he doesn't want to do Yibam, he wants to do Yibam, he can do Yibam now, unless you hold on Grameer.
So even though
Bashan... Does make a difference, but he's eligible for Chalitza ultimately. There's nothing wrong in the Chalitza process. It's an age gap.
When she falls originally and she can't, Chalitza can't be done, isn't she off the chart charts?
No.
She's not?
No, because she can't be done technicality, not because there's no Chalitza obligation. It's just we have to wait for something to kick in. It's built into the system.
I would have thought she had a
p'tur. She doesn't have a p'tur. The Zeke is there. It's a technicality. Yes.
Also, your earlier on, especially saying that old rules that apply by Felita apply by Yibum and vice versa, no?
Right.
So therefore,
only if it's inherent. Only if it's inherent. A woman that can't have Yibum biblically doesn't have an obligation of Chalitza. Here, it's not a doesn't have a mitzvah of Chalitza, it just can't be done now. It's a delay. It's not a p'tur. And Amana L'Kayin Gadol, I'm trying to find the case. Let's say a Chai B'Krisis. You can't do Yibum. So there's no mitzvah of Chalitza. You'll never be able to do Yibum. It's not in the system to do Yibum.
So, a minor by Yibum is...
So, Machloikas. Rabbanan say you can do Yibum to a minor.
Draw an analogy from the Puppet by Chalitza, no?
Again, it's a technicality. It's not that she's not... She is a lady of chalitza. Just has to wait till she gets of age. It's not that you. It's not like by Chai Vikrisis that she's never eligible for Yibum. There's nothing inherently wrong here. It's to delay. Wait till she gets of age. It's not like it's not a kasha. Rashi. Katan Iktana, I Katan Iktana. Ishksib the Parshat Chalitim, Layachbas Ishlakachas is Yavem Toim. Pagan Bereva, even the Labanea come ashamed, and since they can't reproduce, Pagan Bereva, Sachshloi, Bamakamitzvah, the Rachmana Patri, the Xib Ashatele, Prat Lahilanus. We learn out from the word Ashatele, she has to have the capability of reproduction. Vena Chaletzes, then in the Teres Lashuk Bechalitos, it won't work, they might take Tana Klum, because the Tire is that Ish. Al Misavemes, with the Godlath, like, it's a chiddush nikarashi here. She can do yibum and become a gedayla, but tiskaya mitzvahs yibum. The chayim are very bothered by this Rashi. Rashi makes it sound he does yibum as a ktana, then she becomes a gedayla, and he's mekaya mitzvahs yibum. Isn't he mekaya mitzvahs yibum with the ktana? What does Rashi mean? Betigdel etzloi v'tiskaya mitzvahs yibum. So the Achrayim go to town on this Rashi, and they say all kinds of different things. But I'm just pointing out, Pashtas, he does Yibum when she's a Ktana. He did the mitzvah of Yibum. He wants to divorce her, now he can give her a get. He doesn't have to do Chalitza anymore. So what does Rashi mean? V'tigdel etzloi, v'tiskaya mitzvah Yibum. Rashi makes it sound that he has to keep her till she's 12. And the question is, if you hold, you can do Yibum to Ktana, why do you have to keep her till she's 12? So this is, many Achrayim talk about this. We're not going to get involved in it. I'm just pointing out the difficulty in the Rashi.
Asher Taylor is only on him, not on her.
It's on him too, and on her.
So why is she allowed to have Yibum?
Again, I thought I spent time explaining this, and obviously I didn't do a good enough job. A 90-year-old lady can't give birth either. But that's not a concern of Asher Taylor, because she has all the physical parts. Asher Taylor doesn't affect Iktana for the same reason. Same thing. A katan is not affected by the fact that he can't give birth now. A saris can. That's excluding islanders. Endu chalitim says ish in the pasuk.
Ish by only by.
And we makshina on ish
ala ish. There's no ish by the yibum.
No. No. Can somebody mute themselves, please? Okay, right. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer can't hold like Rameyer, because he says Befer is not like Rameyer. The second part of Rabbah was that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Behuda, that an islandist is a Zayna. We're now going to go to show that that doesn't work either. Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So for 2 points, we're disagreeing with Rabbah. Number one is he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and number two is he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You built Pshat Rabbi Eliezer that a Kohen can't marry a Ktana, a combination of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Both parts aren't there.
What was Rabbah doing that day?
That's the kasha on Rabbah. Now, maybe he didn't know that, Brysa. Maybe he didn't. I don't know the answer for Rabbah. The Gemara doesn't answer him. Now, here is all the shitas and what is a Zayna. We've been quoting around different opinions. Here is a Brysa that brings all the different opinions in what makes a woman a Zayna. Frek the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Misavarla. And does he agree into Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of what a Zayna is? Vatanya. Zayna. Zayna kishma divrei Rabbi Eliezer. A zayna means a woman that strayed from her husband. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the only woman that's a zayna is an aishas ish that's mizana. That's it. No other woman is called a zayna. Rabbi Eliezer holds the definition of a zayna is an aishas ish that was mizana. She becomes a zayna.
Shemeres Yom is not included. Shemeres Yom. No.
That's a side issue. An Aishas Ish that becomes a side. Doesn't talk about a Shemer Shem.
Okay. What do you mean? That's a good question. What do you
mean? We're talking about the definition of a Zayna. A Zayna, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is an Aishas Ish that was Mizana.
about Erba?
Nothing. Not a Zayna. It's not a Zayna. Again, we have different opinions here. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is there's only one way for a woman to become a Zayna, and that is if she's married and is Mazana. Kishma means like her name, which Zayna means turned away. Turned away from whom? From her husband. She strayed. Strayed from what? Zakrashi, Kishma. Lashin Taya. Shetaya mitachas baile lacherim. She strays, for lack of a better word. Right. The Rabbi Yezer ain't Zayna ala Eshetesh. Right. You serve Hashem and you turn to Avodah Zarah, you're straying. You're straying from your Rabbinic Shalom to others. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Zayna Zumuf Keres. Rabbi Kiva says a Zayna is a prostitute. A woman that's masker herself does not have any restrictions in her behavior. Rashi, Muf Keres, Avila Pnuya, even a single girl. And even if she's mezana with people, she's allowed to marry. Ma'achas shevkira atzma lakayel, kruya zayna. Avim b'shebila achas, being mezana once, will have a zayna apnuya. Now, here there's two major shaylos in the Achrayim. Number one is, what if she's mezana multiple times with the same man? She's not mufkeres lakayel, she's mufkeres to one man. Her and her boyfriend are constantly mezana. Not for marriage, for zlus. Is she according to Rabbi Kiva, is she a zayna? Rashi uses the word mufkeres lakayel. That's one shaila in Achrayim. The other shaila in Achrayim is, how many times makes her mufkeres? The Tat says twice. So Rashi says, one bia doesn't make her a zayna. How about two? So the Tat, she does it twice. Let's say with two different men, she's a Zayna, quick Rabbi Kiva. And we paskin Rabbi Kiva, by the way, that a Mufkeres is a Zayna. And that's the Shaila, the Achrayim. I said, that's the Shaila, the Achrayim. According to Bakiva, when it says Mufkeres, does it mean to more than one person? Rashi uses the word Mufkeres lakayel. She's hefker to everyone. Masma more than one person. Some Achrayim say even one person. How many times? The Taz says twice. And other Achrayim say, absolutely not. Twice is not Mufkeres. But they don't say a number. They just say, she's Mufkeres. Without saying twice or three or four, they just say, a girl that's Mufkeres. That's why I use the language prostitute.
That's a major difference. That's exchange for money.
Doesn't make a difference. Still Mufkeres.
By definition, prostitutes for money.
It doesn't make a difference here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That would be a major difference between a guy and a yid, though, because a guy, it would be viewed as legally married as long as they're in an exclusive relationship.
If they mean marriage. I'm talking about here, he did it l'shem z'nus. If he does it l'shem z'nus, it's a different story. I'm not getting involved there. Again, it's not necessarily true. It depends on ain't nothing bites and belongs to me. I'm not getting involved in that. Yes, it's only for Kohuna. Ramasi ben Cheresh Amar, he's very machmer. I feel a holik by the lash kaisak. Even if her husband's on his way to take her to drink, and he lives with her along the way, any illegal relationship, even with her own husband, makes her a Zayna. Then afterwards, it'll be a lav. Correct. Rabbi Yehud Rashi, Halach Baila, Lebez Nagadl, Velicha Lashkaisa, Me'amorim, Shekina Lo, he warned her, Venistera, Vatsur Lo, she's Asra Chetishta, Asa Zayna, Ha'ava Nivala Lebasala, the Meis, Asur Lekayan, if he dies now, she cannot marry a Kayan, because she's a Zayna. Her husband had a relationship with her. Her own husband had a relationship with her in sin, makes her a Zayna.
That did
very
cool.
What? Had a sheet
before.
This is Ramasi ben Cheresh. There's going to be different sheetahs. No sheetah has to agree to the other sheetah. Of course it's not Lakayel. This is Ramasi ben Cheresh. There's a problem here. Because then why do I need a pasuk that says, V'nikah ishma oven? right? That if he's not manuka me'av, but if he lives with her, it won't drink, it won't work. She's a zayda. He can't stay married to her even if she is manuka, even if it would work. If he lived with her now, according to Rav Matzah Mekhaya, she's a zayda.
That's what he uses this drush to learn.
No, he doesn't. Again, manuka me'av is not a lav. Manuka me'av says that the water won't work.
Learn because she's
again, I don't need Manuka Mahavan then. I don't need a dresser. The water could work. She's a Zayda anyway. Let's say the water works. Let's say there would be no dresser Manuka Mahavan. Let's say a man could live with his husband on the way and the water would still work.
Is
she the Zayda?
Only to the coin.
That's what I'm talking about. Because he's strong to marry a Zayda. That's bringing a carpenter. What is it going to do with anything?
No, but it was from the Zona.
Doesn't make a difference. That's only if he pays her with a Claire. Not paying his wife.
No, but it's no Gaya.
A Zayda can bring a carbon.
It would be no Gaya.
What?
It would be no gay, a regular zona, even not a Kohen.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The whole dinner but is a Corbin considered.
That's only if you paid for her services. You paid for her services.
So, those psukim, according to these Mandi Amorim, is that no gay to them?
No. That's a different pasuk. That says if you pay for the services of a lady, who, right? The halacha is the present cannot be used as a carbon. The services of a woman, to pay for a woman's services by using a sheep, that sheep cannot be used as a carbon. Esnan Zayna.
Oh.
That's a present for a woman's services.
So, well, you certainly can't marry Kohen.
The question was, what does Zona mean?
Exactly.
Oh.
So what
the
Torah
says? Ask
Amina Lakuna.
I have absolutely.
The Torah says what Zona means, getting paid.
No, it does not. No, it does not. If you pay a Zayna, then the payment can't be used as a carbon. Doesn't say you have to pay to make her a Zayna.
Maybe that's what.
But it's not what a pasuk means, so what am I supposed to do? Write a letter to the rabbi, so I'm come to change his pasuk. It's not what it says.
Maybe he's asking, like this. According to the first sheet that we said, Rabbi Lazar, who was it? Rabbi Lazar? That said it has to be Mishma?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the only time you can't bring an Esnan is if she was Didacious Ishni and he paid her. Because that's the true Zayna. Only time you could.
If a person tells a Zayna, I don't care how she became a Zayna, here is your payment for your services.
She's a Pnuya and she didn't.
If she's a Zayna.
She's taking money.
Oh, you mean if she's a Zayna, meaning according to each other,
I don't care how she became a Zayna. That's up to this Brisa. There we're talking about with a Zayna. And you're paying.
That's what Zona means. I mean, Zona could be a she's eat whatever.
Whatever makes a woman a Zayna.
Well, that comes first. I thought the money is...
No!
I didn't get that far in the course. I'm still by Lech Lecha. By Lech Lecha and
Kedushin
Dapim. That's where I'm
at. You're not past Lech Lecha. You're past Lech Lecha.
Yeah, but I'm saying so much stuff. I can't... I don't have paper. And I was told to go green.
Talk to your IT man. Maybe you can arrange it on the computer.
You can get your safe on Amazon. The e-book.
Right. I'm sorry for raising my voice. It was not Chassid Shalom to do anything just to get a point across. What? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Zayna Zu Islandess. The Chachamim Eimerim, which is the way we also paskim, Ein Zayna Al Gigairis, Shukreres, either a guy who became a convert or a Shevcha who became free, she lived a Bila's Nus and she lived a Bila's Nus. Rashi, Yairus, she didn't live a Nachriyus alive to Kacham. She had a relationship with a guy. Right, this is what we pointed out yesterday. What if we know she didn't have a relationship with a guy? Remember, we talked about that. But that was the shaila, because it's mashma she is. A guy in an eved make a woman into a zaynish. She never learned pasulog on echa mikol arayas, or she got bats yisrael and us in the lamamzer. She lived with a man she's not allowed to marry. That's nivela lepasula. If she lives with a man she's allowed to marry, she's not a zayna according to the chachamim. A regular boy lives with a regular girl, then she's not a zayna. Only if she lives with a man that she has no, a restriction of marrying.
Can you say a part of Yehuda that's really any woman?
He says, only islandess. That's what he says. Rabbi Wazir, I mean. Bilismus means a. Yeah. I just read Rashi. Chenivala. Rabbi Wazir, I mean. That's what it's supposed to be. Any out of wedlock relationship makes the woman a zayna. So here are all your opinions about a zayna. This is it. This is the bride that brings all the opinions. Rabbi Eliezer says only an aishas ish. Rabbi Kiva says any woman that makes herself hefker. And again, we did not define the exact parameters of that. We brought two shilas. Does it have to be to multiple men, and how many times? Ramazi Mecheret says, even a husband that lives with his wife in sin. Rabbi Yehuda says, an islandess?
Only an islandess?
That's what he says. That's a zayna. That's the only zayna. That's what he says. Again, and Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim say, either a convert, a mishukheres, or anybody who lives with a person she can't marry. And Rabbi Lazar says, any relationship out of wedlock. Now, what we want from this price is, Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. We wanted to say Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. He says not that way. He says the only Zayin is an Eishes Ish. So you can't tell me that a Kohen can't marry a Ketana because she might be a Zayna. She's not a Zayna. Islandess is not a Zayna. So for two reasons, Rabbi Eliezer can't be shot in that price. First of all, he doesn't worry about Miat. And second of all, he doesn't hold an Islandess as a Zayna. He argues on both counts. So Rabbi's shot doesn't work. So Dr. Harris had a question, what was Robert thinking? I don't know. He didn't know these brises. I don't know. So we still don't know chat in the brisa.
We spent the whole day looking into it.
What do you want me to say?
He's human.
He was he didn't make a mistake. He didn't know the brises. Zucked the Gemara bite. El Amar about a Rav. So the Gemara is going to try a second shot. How come the Gadol Askinan? Okay, Kayan doesn't mean not marry a regular Kayan. A regular Kayan can marry a Ketana. There's no reason why not. It's only a Kayan Gadol who can't marry a Ketana. Why not? Because, well, Amos Kanila, now the Gemara is going to explain this. When does he become married to her biblically? Lechi Gadla, when she becomes a Gdaila. Then, at that point, Bulahi. At the point she's a Ketana, it's a rabbinic marriage. At the biblical level, she's a Ba'ula. Therefore, he can't marry her. How can he marry her when he's going to be marrying biblically a Ba'ula? Frakta Gemara Amarava Michli Lev. This is no heart. Doesn't make any sense. Either Kachavua, did her father make a Kedushin? Mahishai to the Kanila. So he was kind to her as a Ketana. A father can marry off his daughter biblically. He married this Ketana biblically. He's not marrying a Ba'ula, he's marrying a Besua. What's wrong with that? Ve'ida Kacha Napsha, if you tell me her father is dead, and she's doing her own Kedushin rabbinically, so is that how Rebbe Eliezer v'la Rabbana? Would Rabbana argue with that? Is that a matter of Machloikis? Is that a Kiddush of Rebbe Eliezer? A Kohen can't marry a Ketana rabbinically because when they become married biblically, she's a Ba'ula? Everybody would agree to that. Everybody would agree to that. What's Rabbi Eliezer saying? Obviously, it's a matter of argument. Rabbi Eliezer is saying a Chiddush, Rabbanan will disagree. If her father married her off, she's married biblically as a Ketana. So he's marrying a Psula. she marries herself off, nobody would argue. Zakrashi, it's like he seduced her or forced himself on her. Either father can marry his katana off compared to the kedushin. First, marry a kedushin, not based on an olive, but gimel on a base, as beaten the sakin the shazet. So we tried shot number one with Rabba. We tried number two with Rabba Barava. So far, we're 0-4. Really, a kain hedget shouldn't marry a katana. Even if her father, it gives her kedushin. Why? Because chashinan shemet ispata alav. We're afraid that she'll be mezana. We can't trust little girls to be, what word am I looking, faithful to their husbands. They're little girls. They can be seduced easily. People can persuade them. And therefore, we don't want a kayan in such a relationship. Why not? Why aren't you worried about Yisrael? His wife might be mezana. By Yisrael, if his 11-year-old wife goes as mezana, even if she did it willingly, since she's a ketana, we don't consider it midas. We consider it an einus, and he can stay married to her. By a kayan, even if it's an einus, we learned earlier that an anxious kayan, even by einus, is asher to her husband. We don't want a kayan marrying a ketana because we're afraid that she might do znus, she'll become asher to her husband, and we don't want that to happen. And therefore we say, kayan, don't marry a ketana. Don't put yourself in a position where your wife will be unfaithful to you, and by you it makes a difference. By Yisrael, if she's unfaithful, it's an einus because she's a ketana. So it won't ruin the marriage. With you, a kayan, it'll ruin the marriage. Don't do it. Again, he might not know about it. He might know about it. We don't want him being in a situation that he's going to be living in sin. By Yisrael, he won't be living in sin.
So you don't say it's double
topic
over there?
It's a lechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer is saying we're worried about that. And the Rabbanan are not worried about that. That's the machlokes. Rashi.
Well, Yisrael is a
It's a Rabbanan Diki command. Do not do this because we're worried, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi. Tispata, Matizna, Lofishain, but Das. She has no Das. Cholim, he changes the Dabach. She doesn't have a strong Das. That's Rabbah's shot. Shot number one. Kayan, don't marry a Ketana. You're putting yourself in a position where you might be living in sin because you can't trust a Ketana to be faithful. I, Yisrael, even if she's unfaithful, you're not living in sin.
But you're putting yourself. No, I'm sorry. Yisrael also would not be happy with it.
Happiness? Buy an ice cream.
No.
You'd be happy. Take a drink.
I'm sorry. If he would find out.
Go drink some good schnapps. I don't know what's good schnapps. Right.
Next. If he would find out that she was doing this, he would get rid of her.
That's his business, but it's not sin. But it's not sin. It's an isser.
No.
Rabbi Yaz is making an isser. Rabbanan asked her to claim for marrying a ketana because they're afraid he'll end up living in sin.
Okay. Meaning,
No, I didn't. You said that for the third time. No. They offered it. They told the kain, you're not allowed to marry a ketana. Not because you won't be happy. We're afraid you'll live in sin. And Yisrael will not live in sin. He's not happy. He'll worry about his happiness. Take an extra drink. Or he'll divorce her. That's his option. But the anxious claim, he might not find out about it, and he might be living in sin. And there's a possibility, that a ketana is not faithful to her husband. So we can't...
Is that Mia?
I have no idea. I don't know. He doesn't give percentages. I don't know. I hope it's a Mia.
No, I'm saying, is that Rivera's stuff?
No, this is Rabbi Yehuda's. He holds his exam and drop button only for a kayan.
Okay.
Rabbah Amar Devrim Shah, B'Kayin Gadol, back to the Kayin Gadol. So why can't he marry a Ktana? If the father marries her off, it's fine. B'Hai Tanahu, the Tanya B'Sula Yachol Ktana, says he should B'Sula Yikach. I was thinking Ktana, Tamalim Isha, and it says Ki B'Sula Ba'am of Yikach Isha. Isha means she has to be adult. Isha Yachol Begeres, Tamalim B'Sula. Okay, it said, Yatsa Simichal Katna Simichal Bagrish Leibosa. Rabbi Lazar holds it's Xeris HaKasav. The Torah wants an Isha, that's a Psula. There's only 6 months in a woman's life that she qualifies for both. Under 12, she's not an Isha. Over 12 and a half, she's not a complete Psula. So therefore, a Kayin Gadol is restricted to marry, if he marries as a Kayin Gadol, to marry a 12 to a 12 and a half year old girl.
Over 12 and a half, she's
because we said Begaris loses part of the Psula, moves the Machlokes Tanoim. Did she marry a Begaris or not? Depends which Tana you hold like. Now, again, if he married her before he's a Kayin Gadol, he can stay married to her. We're talking about a Kayin Gadol starting a marriage has to be between a 12 and a 12 and a half year old girl. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan argue. They say he can marry a Tana.
What's interesting, I think people are probably thinking this.
Neither they are.
All the other Isha, Nashim, that are waiting for him are also under this 12 and a half.
I know we talk about the women that are waiting for him.
Or is there a whole thing about you need something would happen, you need another...
Yeah, I mean, a Yom Kippur. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, it's a Mamashim, a Mechavim to my mind.
Is that like
Mechavim to Achronim? No, it's a Mechavim to Baruch HaKadosh, like you have Baruch HaKadosh.
No, serious. All the Nashim have to be
12 from it.
Yeah, that's it.
Not all the Nashim, it's one.
One, okay. I'm saying, according to this, that's
correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Papa Amar B'Kayin Gadol V'Aitanahu D'Asar K'tanim Xeris HaKasav B'Sula Me'am Av Yigachisha. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says the same thing, but with a different source. Amar Haitanahu D'Tanya B'Sula Ein B'Sula L'Nara. B'Sula means a 12 to 12 and a half. Chenu Eimer V'Nara Toivis Mare Ma'ad V'Aid B'Sula. It says by Rivka. She was a B'Sula and a Nara. A different source. Now, this is a very big Kiddush, and I'm surprised that Avraham has not jumped.
What?
How old was Rivka when she got married? Zakti Gemara here, she was 12. She was a Nara. She was a 12-year-old. Zak Taisus, take a look. Taisus says clearly she was 12. Not like the Medrash that says she was 3. If you hold like she was 3, then this drasha doesn't work. There's a pasuk called a Nara. A Nara means 12-year-old. This Gemara is like the Shitas that say Rivka was 12, not 3. Machlokes Chazal. How old was Rivka when she got married?
I just want to say, Rabbi.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on me. It's a Chumash of an Ara, and Parshas told us you're only up to Lech Lecha.
I forgot which one it was. She happened to come home and tell the parents she was either 3 or 12.
Right.
Or 12, she said.
They said either 3 or 12. And my son-in-law knew that. My daughter, I don't know if she did. She went to a different school. but that's what she said. He said
that's
she
beautiful. Rabbi Lazar, I'm upon Abba, Pnuya Shalai, Shemisha, Sasa Zaina, Amr Avachman, Amr Amr, Ein Allah, and Krab Lazar. We don't paskin that way. Zuck the Hale Gemishna Vaiter. Lo Yavato Adam Mepiri Verivya. A person cannot give up his attempt to have children, Elam can yeshli banim, unless he has children. Now, how many children does he need to have in order to be mekayim the mitzvah peru revu? Meshame aimim shnei tzcharim, 2 boys. Zilu aimim zachar nekeva, a boy and a girl. Shenamar, zachar nekeva brom, Hashem created the world with male and female. Therefore, a person should attempt to have children the same, a male and a female. And Beit Shammai says, 2 boys. Okay. We will stop here. We will continue Merit Hashem tomorrow.